Well, get ready to meet Gidget in studio as we get ready for Wet Nose Wednesday. James, all yours.
Natalie and Rex help you find your forever pets. Now on Wet Nose Wednesday.
Natalie, Gidget in. All thanks to Legacy Lawn and Pets. Here you are ruining the our microphones.
Good morning. Nobody would have ever known, Rex.
Well, it's radio. I have to explain it. I have to do a play-by-play.
I was just merely letting the microphone go up to Gidget. Gidget is about 6 months old. She is a tabby cat. She is gray.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was just giving her the microphone to say a few words, and then it was sliding out of my grip.
Oh, there she goes. Going to go explore the studio.
She is now on Rex's lap. Now she's on their board. Now she's looking at your neighbor. So she's about 6 months old. So she's definitely a kitten, and she enjoys exploring. As you can see, she wanted to write out, checking out your papers. Yeah. And she was actually found with a sibling. Someone just tossed them in our parking lot. I know. And no, they didn't have any cages on.
Hang on. She did hit a button here. She got a... Wait, let me make sure we... one more. There we go.
Okay, hello. So someone dumped her and her sibling in our parking lot, and they actually did, because they didn't have any carrier, they didn't have any... Nothing. We just saw them like running like in between, like underneath the cars, and then they came out to us when we called them. But her sister was adopted, and she is looking for a home still.
Oh, she's a purring.
Yeah.
Well, that I can't believe folks would do that. You have cameras out there, right?
But whereas people, we checked the cameras, and wherever they dumped them, it wasn't in the view of the camera. I know. Wow. And I do understand that it's super frustrating, like if you need to rehome a pet or you find a stray pet, but we only have so much space. Mm-hmm. So the very best thing would be is to leave your contact information and ask to be put on our waiting list until we do get space, and then we can take in the pet. Because it would have been horrible if something happened to them.
Yes.
If they didn't come to us, if we didn't find them, so...
Right.
But now she's looking for a home. If you are interested in adopting her or any other pet, you can visit the website at www.hancockhumanesociety.com. There you can see our adoptable pets, and you are able to fill out an application. The application, there's no fee to fill out the application. You are also more than welcome to stop out during our open business hours, Tuesday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Well, she's a cutie.
She is cute. She's loving this.
She is. So.
She talked a little bit in the car, but she wasn't like too...
Not too vocal.
No.
All right. Well, what are some of your needs right now out at the shelter?
Right now, we are always looking for toys for the pets. And as it's getting colder, we really, really like the fleece blankets for the dogs and cats, because they go through our washer and dryer really quickly, and we're able to give them multiple. That way they can kind of burrow if they want they can fluff up their own beds.
Right.
So that's very nice for them to have.
Okay, very good. Check out HancockHumaneSociety.com for info. Gidget is just loving life in here. All right. Thanks for coming in. It's all thanks to a Legacy Lawn and Vet. Wet Nose Wednesday.